All right, thanks, Coach. As you guys saw yesterday with Jason, he had a knee injury. On the field, Dr. DeLuca's exam and this morning's MRI confirm a partial anterior cruciate ligament tear and then a third degree or total tear of the MCL, which is the medial collateral ligament. So the question arises, what do you do with those two injuries? And there's not a consensus across the country amongst sports medicine people. The first thing we know is that the MCL, or the medial collateral ligament, has to heal up before you can do anything with the ACL. So that takes about 4 to 6 weeks. And then the ACL, you have to decide whether you're going to fix it, whether you're going to do ACL reconstruction, or don't fix the ACL. If we fix it, he'll be done for the season and have a long rehab. If you don't fix it and the MCL heals, then he has a chance to play this year. So the next step for us will be that Dr. DeLuca will do a diagnostic arthroscope in the morning on Jason's knee. What he'll determine in that scope is, one, is while he's under anesthesia, he'll examine the knee again, because Jason was obviously in a lot of pain yesterday, and then this morning it was tough to get a total exam. When he's asleep, you'll be able to really feel how well the ACL checks up if it's, you know, with a partial tear, whether it actually works. And then he'll go in there and scope it, and he'll look at the anterior cruciate ligament inside his knee with the scope to see how much of the tissue is intact. And then from there, we'll determine our treatment plan, which could either be 4 to 6 week rehab and bracing and continue to play, or to do his ACL reconstruction 4 or 6 weeks from now. And the reason you don't do the ACL right away, if he goes in there and the ACL is totally torn, or it's torn enough that he would fix it, he would probably come back out and let the MCL heal, because you'll have a better result with the ACL if you let the MCL heal. We'll share some of this, some of the information with other sports medicine experts around the country, some of the physicians in the National Football League and some of the athletic trainers, and then we'll have a better idea treatment plan after the diagnostic scope and the exam. Any questions?
Yeah, is this, you mentioned talking to other people. Do you have offhand examples of similar injuries where players have returned to play?
There are other players. I won't go into what players. I've already spoken to a few of my colleagues this morning. I know Dr. DeLuca has spoken to a few of his colleagues. And as far as we can tell right now, it's a mixed bag. You know, some people get it fixed right away, and some people just let the MCL heal and then play with a partial.
Any other questions?
Thank you.